Time now for our North Iowa Coach's Corner program here on KIOW. Talking now with the head girls varsity basketball coach at North Iowa, Andrew Hanna. Coach Hanna, welcome back to the show. When we last talked a couple weeks ago, the Bison were coming off a road victory over Eagle Grove. Since then, you've had three games, including the first of seven home games to end the regular season. Can you tell me how those three games went, starting with the road game at Garner Hayfield Ventura?
Yeah, that game was a little bit challenging. We had we had a few sick kids, so our energy was kind of lacking there. But we played them a lot better than the first time we did at our place, and we still struggled a little bit with the pressure on the ball. A lot of careless turnovers and just not valuing the ball is kind of what got us in that one. But saw some good things within our offense and defensively, but just the biggest thing was the girls just weren't taking care of the ball with pressure on it.
Then had a day off on that Wednesday and turned around for a road game against a ranked St. Ansgar game last Thursday. How'd that one go?
Yeah, that one was a little bit of a drive, and I'll tell you what, they're a good team. They're a big team. We haven't seen too many teams with that size. I think that's really what gave us a little bit of trouble because we couldn't get much scoring in the inside. In all honesty, I think other than their size, I think we matched up really well with them. But in terms of getting scoring down low, it was tough, and then stopping their big girls from getting good position was hard as well. So that kind of what decided that game. We took better care of the ball, but we just couldn't really slow down their bigger post down low.
Yeah, a lot of holdovers from that state championship volleyball team on that St. Ansgar basketball team.
Oh, yeah.
And you, this week on Monday, you had a home game, and that was against Central Springs.
Yeah, we're back at home now, so I think almost all of our remaining games are home, so that was a nice little change of pace for us. We were pretty confident with that game, but it was a lot closer than what we had maybe initially thought. We started off a little bit slow, but then kind of went back and forth. Probably one of our better games, taking care of the ball, a lot less turnovers than what we're accustomed to seeing. Their defense did kind of give us some fits here and there with what we wanted to do, but I think overall we played better, and it was nice to come away with a win coming off of a couple straight losses.
Coach, looking ahead here, you've got eight games left. Half of those are against teams currently ranked. Can you kind of tell me how this stretch to end the year helps the Bison as you approach the postseason?
Well, it does and it doesn't, because it's one of those things where it definitely gets us games against better teams, better ranked teams, and you know, at the top of Iowa West, and a couple on the East as well. Like, it's a loaded conference, so a lot of the teams are playing are ranked, and it's one of those where if we match up with someone outside of our conference in the postseason, it bodes well in the fact that we're seeing a lot of good teams and being pressured and being challenged early. So I think in terms of looking at the postseason, it definitely helps us in the fact that we're seeing a lot of really good teams now. In the moment, it's kind of tough with a smaller team still building and being challenged day in and day out. But at the same time, like you said, come the postseason, I think it will kind of help us in the long run. Just knowing we've faced adversity, and faced those tough teams early.
Coach, the first two of those ranked opponents tonight and tomorrow. This interview here happening on Thursday night, so North Union at home and then Forest City on Friday night. Tell me the challenges that appear when you face a team for the second time.
So you can't necessarily rely on what you saw the first time, because especially North Union and Forest City, those are two good teams, so you know they're going to adapt and adjust as the year goes on. Specifically for us, the challenges are we actually lost one of our better players to a concussion against Central Springs, and we have another key role player out as well. So on an already thin team, we are even thinner. So we are not we are not at full strength, which bodes obviously another big issue for us against two ranked or really good teams. So it's just, it's kind of rolling with the punches for us, hoping to get healthy towards the end of the year and just trying to hang on and put our best effort towards these really good teams that we're seeing here coming up tonight and tomorrow.
Hopefully, Coach, you can get a little bit healthier heading into next week as well. Just a couple games currently on the schedule with Wes Hancock at home, and then your last conference road game of the year at Belmont Clemmy. Can you kind of quickly preview those two teams for me?
Yeah, I mean, I think we kind of know what we're getting in Wes Hancock. They're always a very physical, fast-paced team. They love to press and pressure. That's one of those teams where I think we match up well against, but it all comes down to how well do we take care of the ball. If we're careless with the ball on pressure, then it will be a long night. But if we can take care of the ball, I think we can play with Wes Hancock and at least give us our best effort. Hoping to have at least one of those two girls back by then to help alleviate some of that pressure on some of the younger girls. But against Belmont Clemmy, I know we got them the first time at home. We played pretty confidently and won. I was satisfied with our effort. But again, like we talked about, playing teams a second time around isn't too easy because I know they've improved as the season's gone on. So it's one of those where we can't go in there expecting just to win. We always need to be prepared, especially with conference opponents, that they've improved and they've adjusted to what we saw the first time around.
Awesome. Coach, thank you so much for your time today and your flexibility, and best of luck here in the near future, and we'll talk again here soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
That is the head girls varsity basketball coach at North Iowa, Coach Andrew Hanna, here on our North Iowa Coaches Corner program on KIOW.